Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hi, this is your host, G-Wright. And I just want to say welcome to the Hard Love Radio Show. I certainly do apologize for the technical difficulties. I am Helen from D.C. Things may happen at the streets of South Deep. It's such a blessing to be back home. I'm telling you that I'm just encouraged today to know that God is working everything out for my good. Now, how you doing this New Year's with the New Year's resolution? How you guys doing with that? Now I want to hear from you, 646-595. Hello. Thank you guys for holding on and for being patient with me. Again, I'm coming to you live from Starbucks in Washington, D.C. I want to hear from you on the Heart of Love Radio Show at 646-595-4311. You know, I just want to do something a little different. So it's here. I'm coming from one of my favorite spots, Starbucks. I love Starbucks. So if you haven't Starbucks, get some good coffee and some frappuccino. Right now I'm drinking some Java chip frappuccino. Now this part of my New Year's resolution, not quite, but if you want to like nice, if you would like to have like a nice little treat, to go to Starbucks. But I want you to know that you can call in to the website at Log Talk Radio, T-Right, or you can just feel free to come to actually call into radio station. Coming to you live from Starbucks in Washington, D.C. And that number is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. You know, my question for you today, as we start the new year out in 2008, what things are on your mind? Do you have anything going through your mind right now? Do you have any thoughts as far as what you would like coming up next in your life this year? Well, I'm just going to, the lines are open. You can call in, you can actually listen into the radio show, but you can actually call in and tell me what you think. And also, please mark the show as a favorite, and please rank the show. I appreciate you guys being patient. You know, I'm willing to try new things, and right now I'm trying to come to you live from Starbucks in Washington, D.C. Again, I am your host, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Feel free to check out my website at gwrightonline.com. That's gwrightonline.com. First of all, I got to say thank you for those who actually listen, to the folks who actually do call it. And listen, I appreciate your IMs. Just know that you can actually contact me. And I am on Yahoo as well. And feel free to do that at gwrightonline. At Yahoo. That's gwrightonline at Yahoo. And just know that everything is going to be okay. Just hit me up, let me know what you're thinking. Again, I also talk. So I think it's the only thing for me to talk for a while. Excuse me, I'm just sipping on some frappuccino here. It's not the experience for me to actually sit there. I have a mom to my right. In front of me was my oldest aunt, Bob. Then one of my cousins, and behind me was another cousin and her boyfriend. And I have to say, it felt good to have them. Yeah, my grandmother couldn't come, but it was still a blessing. And this Christmas time has given me a chance to where I'd like to go from here, what I would like to do. And I'm telling you that for me, this has been a great time to really reflect and to see what's the next step for G-Life. So if you wonder, what is the next step for you in your life? Okay, I just realized I'm coming to you live from Starbucks. So you might hear some things. You might hear some music in the background. I want you to know and remember that no matter what you're going through, I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, that God is able to make it plain for you. And for me, just being with family, seeing some friends, and haven't seen in years, and seeing my cousin's kids, this has been worth it all. I just want you to know, this has been worth it, everything. I tell you, you can't trade that for anything. Nothing can ever compare to having family around. You know, I really am interested in knowing what you guys have gone through. I'm really, really interested in knowing that. Like I said, please call in 646-595-4311. You know, and one thing I want to say to you is that just remember that if you take these next steps, to remember to know that God has you down and out of everything to take you down, to keep your eyes focused on Him. And know that He is faithful. I think that's the biggest thing for me. Being away is meaning that no matter what I've done, no matter what sort of God I've experienced, that God is still faithful. God is still faithful. You know, he says something about prayer. Let me tell you about prayer shift. I have some super blessings in my life. I know are my friends. And one of those people is T.O.B. Check them out. T.O.B. Yeah. It's ATACP live on Blog Talk Radio. He's also my friend to this. So I just want to remind you guys to continue to listen to our show, continue to tune in and tell me what you're thinking, and continue to hit me up on Yahoo. I also want to give a shout out to Marshall. Marshall, what's up? What's up? This is going to be great. This is going to be nothing but greatness in 2008. Nothing but greatness in 2008. I just want to encourage you with that. You guys with that. Just know this is nothing but greatness in 2008. If you look at your life like that, then guess what? Nothing can stand in your way. Now, I'm going to get started a little bit right now to get things settled with a place like this by C.C. Ryan. This is G. Ryan. You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you live from Starbucks, Washington. I know you want a place like this. You want a place like this? Come on. That's right. Ricky C.C. Let's go. We want a place like this. Do you want to go?
raise my bread in a place like this again.
Different things that God has for you, different things that God wants for you. Just remember that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And keep your eyes on the prize. Can you listen to our Love Radio Show? This is your host, G Wright. You can hit me up on GWrightOnline.com or hit me on my job. There's the message, and that is G Wright online at Yahoo. Also, I want to take a little time to tell you one of the other people you can really check out is Victory Waters. As Victory Waters speaks, check out her blog. She's like the Oprah of Blog Talk Radio. So she really has a good program. So really listen to that program. And also, Mr. Bugs, check him out. He's in my top friends, you know. Because we try to keep everything within the family. You know, I'm adopted to the TAZ family. Within that family, TAZ, thank you again for holding on. I apologize for technical difficulties. As you know, I am coming to you live from Starbucks in Washington, D.C., from Pennsylvania Avenue 35th, Pennsylvania Avenue and 3rd Street, Southeast. It feels so good to be home. And, you know, I apologize for that. What I was saying before was for us to remember to keep our eyes on the prize. Keep our eyes on what God has called us to do and to really just do it in this year. Not to be afraid, but to really just do that. And I hope that you guys will be encouraged to do the things that God has called for us for you to do. You know, and that's the biggest thing for you and for me, for us, to remember to do that. And if you do that, you can see God open up some doors in your life. You know, what's a good Christmas wish? What's that good Christmas wish? But what is the good thing that happened during your Christmas holiday? What really happened during your stay, whether or not you stayed, whether you stayed at home, or whether you went back home or elsewhere for the holiday? Well, one thing I'm going to tell you is this. One thing that happened to me was that I had the opportunity to see my grandmother. Okay, one of my grandmothers, grandma Wright, she's very dementia. But, you know, God is good. You know, she's still here, she's still going strong. And I'm telling you, to really just know how precious life is. And, you know, to my grandma, and it's amazing that a lot of grandparents, a lot of great grandparents, are ending up outliving their kids, outliving their grandkids. So it's amazing. I can really say, honestly, it's amazing the fact that so many people are able to outlive. And of course, you know, they will want their kids successful and their grandkids to be successful as well. But I'm telling you, it's definitely my family. You know, I know I played a little bit of CC in a place like this, and I know you probably wonder why am I doing that. What? As long as that promise, I want you to stay that strong. It's not promised to you. And when you deal with some of the issues that you deal with, just remember that things that you have now, you might not have tomorrow. If you look at your life like that, if you look at everything you've gone through, keep your life. Keep your family in your prayers. Keep your family close to your heart. You know, and think about this. Protect your family. Protect the things that you really believe in. Protect your faith. Protect your heart. Out of the issues of your heart. Out of your heart, out of the issues of life. All the things that really matter in your life. It affects your heart. It comes from your heart. So I just want to encourage you today, just remember that no matter what, keep God first. And that's the thing, keep God first. And no matter what it is that you're experiencing, no matter what it is, you're going to experience it, you're going to sit on it, you're going to find out that God does love you. You're going to find that God, you're going to find all of these different things out. So that's the biggest thing I want you to do for yourself, is just remember that God loves you. And I know I say it all the time, but really honestly, just know how important you are to God, how important God really looks on you. Just know that. Right now, I'll play a little bit of Jackie Clark Chisholm. And the name of this song is I'm Out. No matter what you're going through, I just want you to know that you're out in 2008. That God lifts you. You are out. And no matter what it is that you're doing, just know that God has not forgotten. And remember that you are. Just know that I am out. This is by Jackie Clark Chisholm. This is a nice city, and I hope you guys will go out there and buy it. You know, just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. While that's coming up, I just want to also point you to my MySpace page. There will be some new additions to my MySpace page. Some new different artists were up and coming as well. And so check my Facebook out on myspace.com/GWright. myspace.com/GWright. GWRIGHTSING. I just wanted to also remind you guys to just remember and keep our country in prayers, keep our president, keep those who are in your district, just keep them in prayer. just keep them in prayer and just pray that God's will be done. I'm telling you guys, prayer changes things. And no matter what you're going through, just remember that today, that prayer does indeed change things. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, just know that. Just know that prayer does change things. Pray for them. Pray for our teachers. Pray for those who are teaching the kids. Pray for those whose desire is to make a difference in the community. I'm saying, if we were to look at our lives like that and say, you know, let me just go ahead and really strive to make a difference in my community, you will see many things happen in the community. So just remember to do that as well. I just want to tell you guys also that some of you guys, I've been getting emails, even on my space, as far as people talking about change and feeling change and feeling God is moving them in different directions. And I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes things might not happen the way we feel like it should happen or when we think it should happen. But I want you to know that no matter what you want to, and regardless, that God can bring forth a change in your life. And no matter what you want to, God can lead you. But the biggest thing that I'm going to tell you today is to allow God to lead you. Allow God to lead you. Allow God to lead you. Allow God to direct you. And don't fight it. Don't fight the change that God is doing in your life with you. Don't fight the thing. And it might hurt. I want you to understand that. It might hurt a little bit. I want you to know that God can and that God will make a difference in your life. But don't fight it. You know, I'm telling you, God is doing something that's so remarkable. Please don't fight it. Take what it is that God is wanting you to do in your life and just go with it. And know what God takes you in and just believe and have that faith that God is going to do what he said he would do with you. My word for you says is, if you do that, you're going to see what God is going to do in your life. And I think the biggest thing for me, personally, is even get to this point, and just even just saying, you know what, Lord, I want your will. More than anything else, I want your will. And once you get to that point, you know what, I want your will. You know, guess what, you're going to experience the experience of peace that surpasses all understanding. And think about this. Know that sometimes you are going to have situations come up where you're really, really honestly feeling uncomfortable. But if you allow God to put the pressure on your life, guess what? He's going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you through it. So my word for you today is this. Don't give up. Don't stop believing God to do what he says or do your life. Don't stop. I'm telling you this, as you can see, take one step, and one step comes two steps, then the second step comes third step, then the step comes fourth step. Next thing you know, you're doing what it is that you really honestly can do. I just want to encourage you here to don't give up. Now, mind you, I know you're probably wondering, we are getting back to something. We are. And I just want you guys to just hold on tight. But right now, remember, God is doing a new thing in your life. God is doing that. And I have some great music also that's going to be coming up soon. One is from a young lady. Her name is Eureka. That's coming up in a few minutes as well. That's enough. And one thing I want you guys, I want to tell you again, just remind you, is support your artists. Support those people who are trying to make a difference in your community. Support them. And, you know, how can you support them? You can support them by visiting their website. You can support them by purchasing the materials that they're putting out. You know, so just know that and support them, and know that God can do a great thing if you allow Him to. Just allow God to do what He thinks to do in your life. And I'm telling you, if you would begin to let go, you might not understand anything. God will change something that you thought could not be done, but you will see that you do so great things in your life. So I will encourage you right now to yourself. So this show, how true it is that you felt like a week ago. Think about what you felt a week ago. You know, think about a week ago and how you felt. And as you know, I know you're probably thinking, well, this is no other day as the day of life. Like other days. That this is the day. It's a new day. And that the weather remember how you felt a week ago, week and a half ago, and how you feel about you wanting to change. Now the opportunity is here. So God, He places for you today is life and death. You have choices. So the biggest thing is making is remembering that you decided to follow God. It's remembering that you decided to follow God. As you decided to believe in Him, that He will bring those things into your life. Because I hear that God is going to be debt free. Some of you guys are believing to be in relationships. Some of you guys are actually believing that God's going to bring you. Don't forget. Don't say, no, I'm not going to believe. Continue to believe. That thing in your heart was so long. Don't forget the dreams that you. That you dreamed last year. Don't forget those things. Don't forget those things at all. Not at all. Don't forget it. You know, and no matter what you're going through, just remember. I'm by Jackie Clark Chisholm. You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show, and I'm your host. Call in 646-595-4311. Just send a child to Kit Kat. God bless you. Take your prayers. Take a sermon.
He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. I don't care what it is, he'll bring you out. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to happen. No matter what you're going through tonight, he'll bring you out. Come on. Just believe. Just believe. He'll bring you out.
I appreciate you guys for holding on and hanging in there with me. This is your host, T. Wright, and I'm coming live to you from Starbucks in the 3rd Street, South Beach. So I just apologize for the connection I'm having. The whole gist of that song is I'm coming out. I want you to know that no matter what it is you're going through,
God is saying, if you got faith, you can come out and you can be free from it. You can come out of whatever situation and you can walk in freedom. You can walk in. You know, I want to play a little bit of something. And if you don't know Christ, if you haven't experienced God in your life, I want you to know that there's power in the overhead cross. I'm going to play something from Eureka. Eureka, and you can check out Black Sage at www.com. The psalmist for you 2008. THEPSAGLMIST. And number 4, letter U, 2008. This song is entitled The Old Rugged Cross. I want to say a shout out to Austin. I will say hello. I hope everything's going well. To Gary Hill, to Rhonda, Gail Turner, to Victory Water, to Adrian. Again, this is The Over and Cross by Eureka. Her CD will be coming out pretty soon. I want to say thank you again for those who are listening, and I'm Pastor G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm still being calling 646-595-4311. Austin, don't forget this year of greatness in 2008. You know, I'm coming live to you from Starbucks in Washington, D.C., and you know, as you know, I'm trying different things. I'm trying to bring the show to you live. I'm going to play that song again. That was from Eureka. Her CD will be coming out pretty soon, sometime this year. I'll let you guys know. You can check out on my space page. I'm at gwrightonline@ myspace.com /gwrightsing. GWRIHTSING. Also, check out my G-Wright Online. And I want you to know that God has given us victory. And it's nothing like that old leather cross. You know, think about what God gave, so the sacrifice that He made, Jesus came. Again, this is the Heart Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. Please rate my show, please don't forget it, and please make my show a favorite of yours. And this is The Old Love Cross by Eureka.
That was Eureka. Again, it's your host, G Wright, and I'm coming to you live from Starbucks in Washington, D.C., off Pennsylvania Avenue and 3rd Street, South Beach. You know, one of the things that I'm saying, as you have started this new year out, for you not to forget the things that you want to change just even a week ago. Don't forget about your new year resolution, your new year's resolutions. And, Just don't forget about that stuff at all. Don't forget that that you can make a change right now. Don't forget about that. Don't forget that God is with you. That God has never left you. And no matter what, you have the opportunity right now to make a change. Now, my question for you is this. Are you okay to that older philosophy? Are you going to cling to it? You know, it's like this, guys. You know, no matter what things you might have gone through, no matter what you know right now, and remember that love is a miracle. No matter what you're going through today, just remember that love is a miracle. This is your host, G. Wright. And you listen to Love is a Miracle from my upcoming CD featuring Avery Sunshine.
Love is happiness between me and you. Love is love.
I was, Love is a Miracle, coming from my upcoming CD, which is scheduled to come out actually at the end of this month, the first weekend in February. It's safe to say that. Again, I appreciate all you guys who've been listening in. What's up, Austin? Just send you a shout out. Don't forget, 2008 is going to be great. I played a song from that Clark Chisholm's CD. I'm coming out. Yeah, I'm coming out. God is, do you believe God is bringing you out of something? Do you believe that God is bringing you out of your financial crunch? Did he bring you out of bad relationships? Did he bring you out of difficult situations and difficult times? If you believe that, just remember to believe it. Again, you're listening to the Heart of the Radio Show. One thing that I believe in here is taking care of my health. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, being well, and really just focusing on God and loving myself and whatever relationships God brings my way. We have 6 seconds, and I just say what's up. And I have my friends who are texting me right now saying, "Preach, Reverend, you're crazy." But you know what? I believe God is going to do it this year. And amen. I'm ready for that. But thank you again for listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, T. Wright. I'll be coming back to you live from Atlanta, Georgia next week. Remember, I'm on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Check me out on gwrightonline.com. And then you can also check me out on myspace.com/gwrightk. Send me a shout out or email gwrightonline@yahoo.com. I just say God bless you. Remember your New Year's resolutions. And don't forget this important thing, that God will make all your dreams come true. All things are possible. Keep God first. Strive and take the things that God's placed in your heart. God bless you. And thank you for tuning to the Heart of Love Radio Show. It's going to happen for you this year. God bless you so much.